everyone. I'm Mark DeGrasse with the In the Garage podcast. Today we're at the Molly booth at the Apex trade show, next to SEMA or part of SEMA. And we're talking to one of our top providers of air filters, as well as a bunch of other stuff like turbochargers, oil filters, a whole bunch. But today I thought we'd talk about specifically cabin filtration, which is actually a hot topic right now.
Filtration is a big deal. We've been really doing a lot with cabin air filters these days. And for those of you who are not kind of aware of the cabin air filter, your car does have a cabin air filter.
There's more than one air filter.
If it was manufactured in the last 10 years, then somewhere in the cabin of your vehicle is a filter designed to clean the dirt and stuff out of the air as it comes in through your air conditioning system or your heater, and filter that air so that you're breathing good air inside the cab. It's a real simple device, made out of various different layers of fabrics, and it's important. It's important these days for a lot of reasons. Cabin air filters help you breathe. They help you with allergens. You know, they make the air smell fresh in your car.
Well, and I think for a lot of people, they don't realize that you have to change it more often than never.
So what is the
normal cadence? Like, how often do you actually be changing
your ask yourself, when was the last time you changed your cabin air filter? And, I'm not sure what the intervals are specified for each model of car, but the fact is it's such an easy job to do at home by yourself that you should really be looking at doing it a couple times a year just for fun. It's not expensive. It's not difficult. You know, you open up a Molly cabin air filter and you tear open the box, and inside the box is a little instructional kind of graphic showing you how to change the air filter on your vehicle. Usually, any ideas where that might be found? You got any guesses in the vehicle?
Glove box or around there. Is that
generally? Yeah, absolutely. There's a few other odd designs out there, but usually you pop open your glove box, you empty all your junk out of there. That's the worst part of the job. You pop a couple of tabs. You pull the cabin air filter out of there. You handle it carefully because it's going to be full of junk. You just wait. Wait and see. And then you throw that out and you put a new one in there and you go back together. And it's just a nice, simple at-home job.
Love that.
For the do-it-yourselfer. Or your mechanic will do it for you.
I think that you can handle it. I think that's the message there. And it's super important because I know you mentioned before is that the particulate issue in Europe specifically, because it's always German, correct?
That is correct.
And that is affecting people's health way more than they thought. Is that kind of the message?
Yeah, so some European organizations have done a bunch of studies in the past few years that talk about the amount of dust and toxins off the road. And we're not talking about stuff that's coming out of the tailpipe. We're talking about the microscopic pieces of tire and brake that come off during the course of that tire. I mean, your tires wear out, right? You look at new tires and then you look at an old tire, where did all that tread go? It turns into micro fine particles, which are, I don't know, defined as very small, millionths of a meter. Like, I mean, just tiny pieces. A micron is 60 to 70 microns thick is the width of a human hair. So when you get to the ultra fine particles, you're talking about stuff that's too small to see. And that is the stuff that will penetrate deep into your lungs and stay there forever, apparently. So
that might be partly made of this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. We all have ultra fine particles. But a lot of that just comes off of the brake dust of your car and just the general wear and tear on the road. And if these cabin air filters are doing their job right, they're keeping that stuff from blowing into your face when you crank the air conditioner.
That makes sense. What's the difference between your air filters and most of the ones you see online?
Sure. There are a lot of cabin air filters out on the market. There's a lot of cheap ones. There's a lot of white box, no name ones out there. Molly's been doing filtration for about 100 years, and we think we've got a pretty good grasp on how to do it. A lot of our cabin air filters are made in our factories in Germany and Austria, many of those factories that build parts for the big brand name car makers that you know, BMW and Audi and Volkswagen and Mercedes and all those folks. Also, we give you a lot of options as well. You can get a really entry-level cabin air filter that's just paper. If you want to step it up a little bit and help to control the odors in your cabin, you can go with a charcoal impregnated filter, which helps to absorb odors. Just like the baking soda in the back of your fridge, you know, it just kind of absorbs the odors and helps keep your car smelling fresh inside. And there is also a top spec one that also kills bacteria and helps to control, you know, allergens and things like that that tend to aggravate drivers and passengers. So there's three different options there. Any one of them would be a good option. Any one of them's better than just leaving your old one.
Leaving the stock one that you got when you bought the car.
That's right.
That's probably, you know, most, I'm not going to say me.
No judgment here.
But I'm glad you mentioned the odors, because a lot of people think like that's the main purpose of the air filter is the odors. And really, it sounds like unless you get the charcoal one or something a little bit more advanced, it's not even built for that.
Well, we've all been experiencing a lot of air issues lately with forest fires and things like that, and that's another aspect there. It's not just about the smell of the smoke coming into your car. If you live in an area where there have been wildfires lately, many of us do. It's not just the smell of the smoke; it's the actual dust in the air from that smoke that actually gets into your lungs and stuff. So, it's more than odors. We've also seen a huge ability for cabin air filters to help folks who are prone to allergies. You know, if you get in your car every morning and spend an hour in traffic going to work, and by the time you get out of there, you're itching and sneezing and your nose is stuffed up, your eyes are itchy, you got problems with allergens. And, a cabin air filter will help you to control that.
That's fantastic. Now, for those who don't know what the cabin air filter actually does, does it actually just filter everything that's going through any of the climate control? All from outside?
Yeah, a car's got what they call an HVAC system, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, just like your house does. You can change the settings on your dash to either suck fresh air from the outside or to recirculate the air inside. Your air conditioning system is tasked with the defogger capability, which actually removes moisture from the air in your car in real time. All of those things force the air through the cabin air filter so that it's constantly catching all those little microfine particles.
That's fantastic. Now, you did mention that you've seen a few of the dirty filters.
That's right.
What does a dirty filter look like since you've seen one?
I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff. I've seen dead birds that have made their way into the HVAC system.
And
most likely, be prepared to find bugs, be prepared to find dust and twigs and all that sort of stuff. If you happen to live where you park your car under a tree, get ready to find enough dirt in there to start your own garden at home. It's all a gamble, but the fun part is that you get to kind of take a guess, pull it on out of there and see what you find. If you're a gambler like myself here in Vegas, you're gonna want to take some guesses and wonder, like, what's in my cabin air filter?
Well, I'll tell you, I remember when I was growing up, my dad, he used to park in the same spot at his work every day. And then for a while, he was smelling something unpleasant. Turns out that there was a rat in the bush that he was parking next to, and it got into his car and had babies.
Oh, no.
And then all of them died. And so it was a little bit more than an air filter.
That's
a
tragic story. Nobody is happy at the end of that story.
Oh, my gosh, I'm like, just burn the car.
Yeah. But many of us who've lived in the rural areas have had similar situations. The odd squirrel living under your hood or something like that. But, the nice part about doing a cabin air filter is it's just about overall car awareness. Like, if you don't work on anything else in your car, if you don't change the oil yourself, you don't change the tires, you don't diagnose the engine problems, you don't need to worry about that as long as somebody's doing it for you. But you can do the cabin air filter yourself. You can understand a little better about how your car works and what it does and how much air goes through there every day. Modern automobile is a remarkable thing, and we take them for granted quite a bit. So I suggest you pop the hood and take a look and pull that cabin air filter out and, enjoy the process. Everybody should be doing it.
Yes. Well, very well said. Really appreciate your time here. I know you guys are busy, making sales here at the show, but really enjoy the content and really good information. I think a lot of people, when you're in the car industry especially, I'm sure you just know all this stuff, but most people don't.
Yeah. Well, we want to empower everybody to do this stuff on their own. And hopefully, listening to this, everybody's out there fiddling around on YouTube trying to figure out cabin air filter is.
Go to carparts.com.
That's right. Go to carparts.com. Find the right filter. Pick the one you want. Help, let them find the right one for your vehicle. And then, you can you can say that you did something this weekend.
There you go. I'm a car guy now.
I fixed my car this weekend. That's right.
I was working on the car this weekend. Yeah, you can say that.
It really sounds good. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it was an air filter. Just go too deep. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. Appreciate your time.
You.
Love your products. And if you didn't know, you could buy Molly products at carparts.com.